KJAN Sports.
It is time for Check of Sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning is brought to you by Atlantic Medical Center Pharmacy. For all of your pharmaceutical needs, stop by your Atlantic Medical Center Pharmacy, your Health Mart provider. When Iowa All-American cornerback Desmond King plays his final game in an Iowa uniform in the Outback Bowl against Florida, he'll be doing so as a college graduate. Desmond King says he promised his mother that he would earn his degree.
It was a great moment for her. She just said she was proud of me. You did it. Things like that, encouraging words, motivation. But motivational stuff and just saying, it's just beginning. You've been prepared for it, but now your life is just beginning.
King earned his degree in only 3.5 years.
Now, what are guys that like to get things done, as soon as I can? And that's one thing that helped me graduate early is that I took a lot of course classes. And that I did summer courses as well.
King says he's learned the value of time management.
But I learned time management more here in college, especially as a freshman, balancing football in school. It was pretty hard, at the beginning, but then you have to just, really focus and just buckle down and put things in order.
Iowa coach Kirk Ferentz was pretty impressed with the accomplishment.
To graduate in 3.5 years for anybody, that's not easy. I think the norm right now is 4.5 to 5 for any student. So, it's kind of like the way he works on the field. He just works. He's out there practicing all the time, doesn't miss things. And, it's really an admirable thing. And, it's the first guy in that family to graduate, which I know his mom's very, very proud of. I know Desmond's proud of it, too, and rightfully so. It's just a really nice accomplishment.
We'll have that game for you, the Outback Bowl, coming up next Monday. It's a noon start time, Central Time, from Tampa. And we'll have all that action for you here on KJAN, starting with the pregame show at 10 o'clock. Next Monday morning. Well, the first two bowl games of yesterday went down to the wire before Mississippi State and Boston College earned victories. Nelson Adams blocked Nick Dowd's 37-yard field goal attempt with 5 seconds left to preserve the Bulldogs' 17-16 win over Miami of Ohio at the St. Petersburg Bowl. Dowd was trying to help the Redhawks end the season on a 7-game winning streak following an 0-6 start. He also had an extra point blocked in the first half. Quarterback Nick Fitzgerald rushed for 142 yards and 2 scores as Mississippi State finished the season 6-7. Boston College stopped Maryland on downs in the closing seconds and played stingy defense on the Terrapins' last 3 possessions to complete a 36-30 victory in the Quick Lane Bowl at Detroit. Boston College was up 29-13 at halftime before Patrick Tolles threw a 49-yard TD pass to Michael Walker. Tolles threw for 2 TDs and grabbed a 20-yard scoring pass while the 7-6 Eagles were building a 23-point lead. Maryland got near the goal line twice in the final 4:02, but came away with just 1 field goal to finish their year 6-7. Monday's final bowl game was a rout by North Carolina State as Jalen Samuels caught 3 touchdown passes from Ryan Finley in a 41-17 throttling of Vanderbilt at the Independence Bowl. Nyan Hines returned to kickoff 100 yards for a touchdown to help the Wolfpack finish the year 7-6. Finley completed 19 of 30 passes for 235 yards in that game. 4 bowl games dot the schedule today, starting this morning at 11 o'clock. The Heart of Dallas Bowl has Army facing off against North Texas. The Military Bowl gets underway at 2:30 this afternoon. Number 24, Temple, battling Wake Forest in that one. The Holiday Bowl at 6 o'clock tonight has Minnesota facing Washington State in a Big Ten Pac-12 matchup. And at 9:15 late tonight, the Cactus Bowl has Baylor facing Boise State. Well, top-ranked Alabama, number 4 Washington, have arrived in Atlanta to continue preparations for Saturday's Peach Bowl. The 13-0 Crimson Tide are appearing in the college football playoff for the 3rd consecutive year as they look to repeat as national champions. It's the first trip to the title series for the 12-1 Huskies. The other semifinal will have Ohio State against Clemson in the Fiesta Bowl on Saturday. The Tigers will be back in the same stadium where they absorbed a tough 45-40 loss to Alabama in last year's title game. The Tigers and the Buckeyes last played in the 2014 Orange Bowl, with Clemson winning 40-35. Those two college football semifinals come up on Saturday. The Peach Bowl, Washington-Alabama, that'll get underway at 2 o'clock Central Time, with the Ohio State-Clemson Fiesta Bowl matchup scheduled for 6 o'clock start time Central Time on Saturday. Well, the Detroit Lions have led the NFC North for most of the season, but their playoff chances remain unclear after they became the Dallas Cowboys' latest victims. Dez Bryant and Ezekiel Elliott led the Dallas offense in a 42-21 win over the Lions. Bryant grabbed a pair of scoring passes from Dak Prescott, who was 15 of 20 for 212 yards and 3 touchdowns. Bryant also threw his first career touchdown pass, hitting Jason Witten for a 10-yard score that put the Cowboys up 35-21. Elliott ran for two touchdowns, including a 55-yard burst in the first half. The NFL rushing leader had 80 yards on just 12 carries. Zach Zenner helped Detroit go into halftime in a 21-all deadlock as Zenner had a career-high 64 yards and two touchdowns by the half, but he was held to just 3 yards over the final two quarters. Lions quarterback Matthew Stafford was 26 of 46 for 260 yards, no touchdowns, and an interception that set up Elliott's tie-breaking touchdown early in the third quarter. The Cowboys are 13-2 following their seventh straight home victory. Prescott tied Ben Roethlisberger's NFL rookie record for wins by a quarterback. The 9-6 Lions are in a virtual tie with Green Bay for first place in the NFC North, although the Packers hold the tiebreaker heading into their season finale in Detroit. Should the Lions lose to the Packers, Detroit will still make the playoffs as a wildcard team if the Giants beat the Redskins. Well, Titans quarterback Marcus Mariota will have surgery Wednesday for his broken right leg. Tennessee coach Mike Mularkey says the recovery process will take 4 to 5 months and include a plate inserted over the break. Mariota was hurt while being sacked in Saturday's loss to Jacksonville. Seattle receiver Tyler Lockett has undergone surgery after breaking two bones in his lower right leg in Saturday's loss to the Arizona Cardinals. Coach Pete Carroll says Lockett has a chance to be up and moving in 4 to 6 weeks. Bryce Petty has been placed on injured reserve by the New York Jets, ending his short stint as the starting quarterback. He tore the labrum in his left shoulder against New England on Saturday. Cincinnati has placed tight end Tyler Eifert on injured reserve with a back injury. He missed the first 6 games of the season because of an ankle injury suffered in last season's Pro Bowl. 49ers running back Carlos Hyde has a torn MCL in his left knee, and he'll miss the season finale against Seattle. Hyde got hurt in Saturday's win over the Rams, leaving him 12 yards shy of his first 1,000-yard rushing season. Coach Chip Kelly says Hyde will not need surgery. The Texans are sticking with Tom Savage at quarterback for Sunday's game against the Titans. He made his first career start in place of Brock Osweiler in Saturday's win over the Bengals that allowed the Texans to clinch the AFC South. Well, the Iowa State basketball team resumes practice in Ames as the Cyclones prepare for Friday's Big 12 opener at home against Texas Tech. ISU is 8-3 and has been idle since a December 20th win over Mississippi Valley State.
Usually we don't practice that night. Usually it's more a conditioning or a shooting or a, hey, everybody's back, let's get going on the 27th. Because of that, we will have a legitimate practice on the 26th. Not 2-a-days necessarily, but we'll be in the gym, you know, twice on the 27th. Maybe on the 28th, you know, a little bit more on the 29th, and then we'll be ready to go.
That's Iowa State coach Steve Prohm, who says the Cyclones need to find a way to get more production around the basket.
We don't have a dominant low post back to the basket. We don't, but that shouldn't hinder us from being able to score the basketball. But you still want to go in there because Deontay can play out of the post. Daryl can play out of the post. You know, we can go inside out, chase ball screens, sprint to ball screens, get movement off the post. And so that's what our biggest emphasis was with that, and it still will be.
Prohm says the lack of a low post threat is why the Cyclones have to continue to push the tempo. At 8-3, the Cyclones back in action on Friday. And Villanova again tops the Associated Press College basketball poll this week. A light week of non-conference action saw very little movement in the poll from last week. The 12-0 Wildcats got 56 first-place votes from the 65-member national media panel. UCLA stays second, followed by Kansas, Baylor, and Duke. Louisville jumped 4 spots to number 6 after its 3-point win over Bluegrass State rival Kentucky. Gonzaga is 7th, while Kentucky falls to 8th. North Carolina and Creighton round out this week's top 10. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Atlantic Medical Center Pharmacy. For all of your pharmaceutical needs, stop by your Atlantic Medical Center Pharmacy, your Health Mart provider. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.